like the taste, my, yeah, like that's how I am. Like, I'm gonna stick it in your mouth, right? This is it's great. So,
he said, "Is that so? You want to know that which can be made explicit to the idiot isn't worth my care."
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Today, we're going to discuss how to manifest a free cup of coffee or whatever you like. How to manifest a free cup of coffee or whatever you like. Hee-haw! If you've been listening to this podcast and studying Neville following the rules, if you don't know the rules, email NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com. Text me or listen to some of the older episodes. You probably already know. So this is more of a success story. Earlier in the week, I was casually, innocently thinking about going to the big box store, warehouse type outfit that sells petrol. If you're in Canada, eh? They call it petrol in Canada, eh?
I moved here from Canada and they think I'm slow, eh?
So it's like 50 cents cheaper right now. It varies, it fluctuates like most things. But it's 50 cents cheaper for a gallon. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I'll go there and top off one of these days. They open right at the crack of 7 a.m. And I just happened to wake up that morning with just enough time to brush my teeth, get some shoes on, throw on a cap, and get out the door. And so I did, and I'm like, well, I was thinking about it. Here I am. Might as well do it. So I went, topped off, and there was an old joke. Used to be true. Maybe it's true everywhere else except here in Phoenix with 120,000 plus new people. But so the joke used to be that if you went to get gas at this place right when they opened, it was like you were getting gas at a at a retirement home assisted living facility community, because you were like the youngest one there, you know, the joke. But now when I went, it was like just a normal deal. It was weird. I'm thinking everybody else was weird. Either that or maybe I'm the one getting older. So let's resume. So I manifested waking up just on time to going to get petrol. Barb and the boy were still in bed. So on the way home, I drove by a coffee shop. And I know that Barb likes it. And I know that she had something planned later that morning. So I said, you know what? I'll swing by. There's no one in the drive-thru. I'll get her a cup of what she likes. So I pulled up, got served right away. I just love evolution. It's things like this where people that talk about,
that's progressive.
Well, if you're progressive business, make more money. I get it. You're making more money, but you're doing a better job servicing the client. And for the client getting serviced, hi-yo, refer to the beginning of the episode. Then you probably like it. So I pulled up, this probably high school aged, barely old enough to work, chick in some horn rim glasses, a iPad to put in the order, the shirt of the coffee place and some shorts. Pulled up and, hey, how are you doing this morning? What can I get for you? And I made it a point to memorize the drink Barbara gets. So I was, boom, shot that out. I have her drink memorized, because if I ever want to do something like that, I don't want to get her something that she doesn't want. So I ordered that, and I said, anything else? The lady asked me. I said, yeah, give me a cup of coffee. What? I'm like, coffee, C-O-F-F-E-E, you know, cup of coffee. Give me a cup of coffee. We don't have coffee. What do you mean you don't have coffee? The name of the establishment is blank, blank coffee. Yeah, of course, it's in the name. You have to have coffee. Well, we have an Americano. And then she started to patronize me by explaining what an Americano was. I'm like, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. I've probably been drinking coffee longer than you've been alive, or at least as long as you've been alive. So don't patronize me. I don't need you to explain what an Americano is. I didn't ask for an espresso. I asked for a cup of coffee. Get me a cup of coffee in addition to the other drink. And I was already married to the other drink because I had to bring it home to Barb. And so the ladies, well, we have, I'm like, you know what? Keep your coffee. I'll just get this one drink. And then she's, so she's, wait. We have blah, 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 blah. I couldn't hear her. Funny side note, I don't know what happened, but I had something in my eye. I think it was direct sun that was beaming through my lens of my glasses and was getting the surface of my eyeball, and my eyeball was starting to melt. I had like crying out of the eye, and it was weird. But so she probably noticed I was crying, so she actually let me order a cup of coffee. But whatever she said, I'm like, I don't care. Because I after I said, keep your coffee, I said, you know what, keep your coffee. There was a convenience store next door. I'm like, I'm just going to go there to get my coffee because they obviously know what coffee is. No. So she made a suggestion. I'm like, I don't care. I just need to get out of here. There was four or five cars behind me by this point where there was none when I just pulled up. But I was talking to this woman for what seemed like 15, 20 minutes, just trying to explain what coffee was. So I got the drink, went, came home. The coffee they gave me was pretty much a big glass of ice with like a splash of coffee in it. For those caffeine drinkers first thing in the morning, yeah, you need that. You need that kick. You can't have it all watered down and whatever. So I manifested free cup. No, I paid for that one, but I raised a complaint, asked a question to corporate, not expecting anything in return, just asking a simple question. Hey, Barb, my significant other, my S.O., she's my S.O., loves this drink from your place. The other coffee place doesn't make this drink. You make this drink. Therefore, I do stop by here from time to time. But when I do, I want to get a coffee for myself, but no one seems to know what I'm talking about when I'm ordering it. And you could go in with the whole Neville self-pushed out concept, blah, blah, blah. My concept, if you listen to the prior episode, that it's virtually impossible to order a plain cup of coffee these days, unless you find a real old school cafe type of deal. But I hate that environment. That's another story. So I don't go there. But so there you go. Had a manifest, waking up early, and a cup of coffee. Test it and see, Mr. Neville says. Test it and see. Share any stories that you have. If you have any stories you want to share with the group, or if you have any issues that you want me to discuss on the podcast or with you individually, you know how to get a hold of me, text or email. Hope you're doing something fun. And until we do this again, dream better than the best, you know?